their opponents. Until their eyes adjusted, there was no way that they could see the wag as it cooled rapidly from white to red to its original black, let alone see Ryan struggling to his feet and moving toward the sector panel. Christy was the first to spot Ryan, willing herself to see through the red mist of dots that speckled her vision.
Gaia.
She saw him moving toward the sector panel. She turned her head, her skin sore from the burns, and could see that the illuminated ones were as blinded as she, and in no position to fire on Ryan. Which meant that they were also in no position to see if anyone was ready to fire on them.
Mildred, we've got to move on them now. They can't see!
I can't see them either, but fuck it!
Tammy began to advance, reeling off blasts of laser fire in the direction of the opposition. She was followed by Christy and Mildred.
Hey, the wee one's going for the big one. Our Tammy's going forward. Let's follow her.
I still can't see too well. How the hell can I aim? I can't see too well either. But we just need to keep firing in the right direction. Try and keep it low. We need to put that fucking big bastard blaster out of action. And there's no way we'll do it any damage unless we can knock out the tires. If it can't move, or if we can get it to pitch over, then it won't be of much use to them.
Okay, let's do it.
Dean followed Gloria and John. They had no idea that Ryan was trying to open the sector, but someone had to be trying. Otherwise, the forward push made no sense. Back at the sector, Ryan had pulled himself upright and was painfully aware of how vulnerable he was. He stood by the keypad, squinting to try to read the numbers that were scratched on the metal plate in which the keypad was housed. His eye began slowly to return to its normal vision, and he was soon able to read the numbers.
Thank God.
He leaned heavily against the concrete pillar that framed the door. His heart was still pounding, but he could feel strength begin to flow back through his limbs as he began to breathe more normally. He turned to see light from within flood the immediate outside area. The question was how long would it be before the remote was activated and the door began to close again. The door seemed to rise with an infinite slowness.
Come on, come on.
It finally reached the height of his head.
Two more feet. Two more fucking feet.
Fall back! Fall back!
Unable to properly return fire, the illuminated ones were being driven farther into their own lair. John and Dean, firing low, were able to blow the tires on the cannon's wag. The wag tilted, throwing off the cannon crew.
I said, fall the fuck back!
They didn't even bother to try to remount, scrambling backward to escape the oncoming war party. Three illuminated soldiers went down, injured or chilled, as laser fire cut through their flesh and bone. The others pulled back to the next sector, taking up defensive positions as the companions advanced. Once they were safely behind the sector, it began to descend. There was no way that the entire advancing party would reach the door in time, and no way that they could reopen it from this side. And those that did manage to get beyond before the door shut would be at the mercy of whatever reinforcements were being sent along, having to defend their position while trying to reopen the sector for their allies who'd follow.
Fuck!
Ryan tried to calculate the best course of action. He had to keep this sector open and make sure that the advance party didn't get trapped. His mind raced. There was only one chance, but it was a long shot. Looking up, he saw that the sector was at optimum height. If Dean's theory proved correct, he could shoot out the circuits now and freeze the door open. He stepped back and turned, leveling the laser blaster at the keypad. Sparks flew as the circuit shorted out. Ryan's eye, though, wasn't on his target, but the door.
Phew, got it.
The next move from outside would have to be left to JB. There were more important matters to attend to. He had to make sure those illuminated soldiers couldn't reactivate that door. Ryan sprinted back to the wag and jumped in through the open rear door. Inside, the comp circuits looked blown, blackened around the grills and keys. The electrical starter system was probably blown as well, which may have ruined everything. Ryan crossed his fingers and hit the self-starter.
All right!
Ryan put the wagon to gear and eased the vehicle forward. The wheels, now without tires after the jolt they'd received from the laser cannon, ground on the concrete, sending up sparks as the rims bit into the redoubt floor. Ahead of Ryan, through the shattered armor glass shield, was a relatively clear run to the door. His companions were taking cover as they fired at the illuminated ones, and were almost at the point of making it past the sector. The only thing that lay in his path were the few corpses and wounded and the abandoned laser cannon. Ryan went through the gears, picking up speed rapidly as the wag's powerful engine gunned into full life. The Atzels protested against the battering they were taking from the twisting wheels chewing up the concrete. It felt as though the four-wheel drive were taking the wagon four different directions, pulling the steering almost out of the one-eyed man's grasp as he tried to keep it on a straight course. The cannon was a big weapon, but it was nothing against the gathering speed of the wag as it hit it full on. The cannon's power source ignited on impact.
Hell yeah!
What the fuck's Ryan doing?
Blocking the sector to stop him from reclosing it, driving him farther back until he gets there.
The warriors continued to fire on the illuminated ones, who were now entrenched in defensive positions, returning fire. Some of them seemed to be fiddling around the door, but neither Dean nor Gloria could get a clear shot.
Got it. I can override the system now.
Good. Now close the fucking door.
Sure thing.
Shit.
Ryan urged as much power as possible from the wag as it headed for the ever-narrowing gap beneath the bottom of the descending door. He had to get the wag under the door before it was too late.
Fuck.
The wag's front squeezed beneath the door, beating the descent by a fraction of a second. It jammed the door, but the wag was trapped beneath it. Ryan leapt from his seat and threw himself backward. The sector crushed the wag's roof, shattering the armaglass windshield beyond all recognition, driving metal onto the seat where the one-eyed man had just been sitting.
I am one lucky bastard.
Grabbing his laser rifle, the other blasters already secured on his person, Ryan leapt from the back of the wag and raced back to cover, where he joined Christy, Tammy, and Mildred.
Glad you could drop in, lover.
Just had a few things to take care of.
Looking ahead, Ryan could see that the crushed wag held the sector open by 3 or 4 feet. There was little indication of whether the illuminated soldiers beyond were still in cover or had retreated. Looking back, he could see through the open outer door into the dawn light beyond. The larger war party was already advancing. JB watched the door rise from his covered position. All around him, he could feel the tension. It still nagged him that there seemed to be no defenses between the foliage and the redoubt's entrance. The wags always seemed to follow a well-worn track, which had to, by necessity, be free of traps. But it would be folly to send their entire force down that track. They'd be sitting ducks. JB turned to Det, who'd ended up beside him.
Listen, I want you to run and pass this on. I want Jack to lead a party down the wag track, moving triple fast and keeping triple red for any attack. The sec cameras will see them easy. I'm taking a group around this side, and I want Doc to bring his side around in the same way. I'm pretty sure that there'll be booby traps of some kind, so we may take casualties. The only thing is that no one do anything stoop and move up as quickly as possible, but taking precautions. Test the ground ahead as much as possible. Got that?
I think you all have caught the old man's disease.
Smallpox?
Nah, diarrhea of the mouth.
You got that or what, Det?
Sure thing. Give me a couple of minutes to get there, yeah?
Do it quicker if you can.
You'll know if I have, because we'll be moving up.
Okay, go. Smartass.
He didn't watch the Amazon disappear into the early dawn light, turning instead to the warriors around him.
We move in 2 minutes max, maybe sooner if we see a party start for the track. Don't take stoop chances. We need all of us to fight in there. I figure there'll be mines of some kind, maybe wire traps beneath the soil. Use sticks and stones, prod the ground, throw shit ahead to try and find mines. Last blaster check now. Gather stones as well. Then we move on the signal.
The group around him indicated their agreement, and as the armorer ran through a last check on his Uzi, the M4000 with its load of barbed metal flechettes, and checked his technoknife, his mind was racing. He picked up stones from the soil, ready to begin pitching them to test the way ahead, and he wondered what was happening in the redoubt. There were so many possibilities, it would be a question of thinking on their feet when they got inside. He wondered if Det had delivered her messages yet. Jack nodded his understanding, despite his impassive visage, paying close attention to what Det told him. When she'd finished, he looked around at the group of warriors he headed.
Everyone get?
There was a murmur of agreement, and Jack's red eyes glittered as they searched the group around.
You know what to do. Give Det time, then go fast. Triple alert. Get ready.
The combatants around checked their blasters and prepared themselves mentally for the charge. It depended on Det reaching Doc's group and relaying her message in time. Det was swift, slowed only by the need to keep cover as she traveled from group to group. She had time to spare when she reached the cluster on the far side of the arc, where Doc was waiting with Cat, his Lamar percussion pistol loaded, primed, and ready.
How charming of you to drop in. I presume you bring word from John Barrymore?
Huh?
Don't worry about it.